My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, yeah. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. 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 You deserve it, yeah. You deserve it. And then all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise, Lord, it belongs to you, and you deserve it on this morning. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. For the songwriter declared that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's a great thing to know and to have the confidence in knowing that your God is in control of each and every day that he allows you to be able to see. And, Lord, with you being in the control of every single day, Lord, then your word is made manifest that you can order the footsteps or the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And Lord, that you know the plans and the thoughts that you have for us and thoughts of peace and not of evil to give us an expected end. Those, because you are the God that created today and because you are the God that made today, it just reaffirms your word and your promises, Lord, that everything is going to work together for our good. Thank you for the confidence in you. Thank you for the trust that we are able to have in you. If you are a God that fails, Lord, we would not be able to be confident in you. We would not have confidence in you. If you are a God that fell short of your glory and didn't hold true to your word, then we would not have an ability, a strong ability to trust you. Lord, those that lie, Lord, we already know that that's their track record. That's their background. So when they come to us with things and promises, we already know that more than likely it's not going to come to pass. When we have people who have failed us over and over again, and they say, trust me, or that we'll be able to do this and we'll be able to do that, and they consistently fail, or they even fail on a couple of times, Lord, we already understand that they are infallible, that they cannot hold true to everything they're saying. And if they're liars and faithful failures, if I can use that phrase, then, Lord, we already know that we can't be confident in them. We can't have confidence in their words. We can't have confidence in their promises, Lord, because their promises are going to fall short of our expectations. Thank you, Lord, that every single morning that we rise, we are guaranteed to have brand new mercies. You know, Lord, you've been merciful to us day after day. Whether we went to sleep with a clean heart and a clean mind, Lord, you still have woken us up over day, every single day of our lives. Whether we sinned against you, we went to sleep, oh God, in sin, sleeping with someone else that we don't know, falling asleep because we're drunk or overdosed or overwhelmed by some drugs or whatever, alcohol. Lord, whatever it may have been our situation and our issue, when we fell asleep, Lord, you did not hold that against us. But every single morning that we have risen, Lord, brand new mercies have we seen. Jeremiah said, this I recall to my mind, and now since I'm able to recall that God has been good to me, that God has been faithful to me, that God has been just to me, that God has been merciful to me, that God has continued to love me in spite of the sins of my nation, he said, this I recall to my mind, and since I can recall, I have hope. No matter what the situation was, no matter how bleak the situation looked for Israel at that time, the weeping prophet said, I have hope because you've done it over and over again, that as your people have fallen into a state of apostasy and gone into this cycle of sin, the Lord has been merciful. The Lord has been kind. And when we get out of ourselves and we confess our sins, Lord, you said that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, Jeremiah had a hope. He said, because of the Lord's mercies that we have not been consumed. And then he went on. He didn't just leave it there because that was enough. Because of your mercy, God, that we have not been condemned. Because of your mercy, God, we have not been destroyed. Because of your mercy, God, you have not turned your back on us. Because of your mercy, God, I thank you for your mercy, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for your grace and your unmerited favor. It's because of your mercies that we have not been consumed. Because your compassion that you have towards us, Lord God, it never fails, Lord. Your love that you have towards us, Lord, it never ceases, God. Your mercy, it endures through all generations. And so we're grateful this morning, and we're confident in you this morning, that as long as you have blessed us to see this brand new day, Lord, we know that everything is going to be all right. Thank you, oh God, for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see a brand new day. Thank you, oh God, for waking us up this morning with our right mind and a reasonable portion of health and strength.
Thank you, O Lord, for allowing us to rise this morning and have the use and activity of our limbs, and Lord, with a desire to pray. When we pray, Lord, it gives us an opportunity to recall. Lord, as I recall how I should have been condemned, Lord, tears began to run down my eyes this morning, Lord, because I'm grateful, because I should not be here today, Lord. Lord, I turned my back on you in my youth and my young days, oh, Lord, but you still had mercy upon me, God. You had greater plans and greater thoughts for me than I had for myself at that time. Lord, you are a long-distance planner, Lord. You're not just worried about the short-term things, but, Lord, you plan on the long distance. Lord, you know our endings from our beginning. So the plans that you have for us, oh God, are far above our plans, because your thoughts are far above our thoughts. Hallelujah. And your ways are far above our ways. And so, God, we surrender to you and we say thank you this morning, because we should not be here if our plans had come to pass. We had desires of giving up hope. I know I'm not the only one who had the desire to throw in the towel when things weren't going right, younger in my age. And, Lord, even God, in recent years, but, Lord, you said not so, because the plans that you had for me were greater than the plans and the thoughts that I had for myself. Thank you, God, for being merciful. Thank you, oh, God, for never giving up on me. Thank you, oh God, for loving me beyond all of my faults and beyond all of my shortcomings. And God, I thank you for seeing my needs, Lord. And I need thee, oh God. I need you this morning, Lord. We need you as we come to the conclusion of 2017 and prepare to enter into 2018. Lord, we still crying out that we need you, Lord. We can't make it without you, God. We can't live without you, Lord. We can't move without you, Lord. We can't think, we can't act, we can't plan without you, Lord. And so we need you, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you, because we can't make it without you. And so we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise as vessels, God, that are surrendering to you. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and shape me into the vessel that you need for me to be today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I need to love. Lord, let someone know that you are a wonder-working God, that you are a miracle-working God. Someone needs to know today that you are still in the healing business. Lord, someone needs to know today that you still love them in spite of their faults. Someone needs to know, oh God, and see the love of Christ that shines deep down inside of us. Someone needs to see the patience and the love and the compassion of God. And whatever it is, the people that I come across need, Lord, help me to be able to provide it and to supply it, Lord, so that you can get the glory out of our lives. That's my desire, Lord. That's my plea this morning. Lord, I'm not asking for a pocket full of money, though that would be great. Lord, I'm not asking for a bigger home, Lord, though that would be great. I'm not asking for no new car, Lord, even though we probably can use it, Lord. But I'm doing what you have told me to do. And your word instructs me without no misunderstanding. You said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these things, the fishes and the loaves, all of these things, the dressing of the lilies of the field, all of these things shall be added unto me. So whatever it is I need, it will be added. Those are already provided by the supplying of all my needs. But then all of these things shall be added if I put you first. Lord, we have consistently for 30 days on this prayer line have sought you first. We've obeyed your word and we've obeyed your promises. Lord, now I ask that as we enter into 2018, that you will begin to add all these things unto your people that have sacrificed and remain faithful and remain consistent in this prayer time, Lord. God, that you will bless them with all these things and add them unto them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, some have dreamed dreams, Lord. Add them and make them come to pass, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Some of us have experienced lack, oh God, in our finances. Add to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Some of us need some additional dressings, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to add unto us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know that when you add something, it bringeth no sorrow. What you add, God, it doesn't cause us to stop tithing. What you add unto us, God, doesn't cause us to be fretful and begin to worry. God, what you add to us, Lord, it will be a benefit to us and not a curse unto us. Lord, so I pray this morning that you will add, because we've been faithful in seeking your face, bowing down before you, and coming before your throne of grace. And so, Lord, as I come to my conclusion, Lord, I thank you for your miracles. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for being such an awesome God. I thank you for being such a mighty wonder. Now, I pray, God, that you would order the footsteps of your people on this day, this 30th day of December, on our 30th day of our 31 days of prayer. Our prayer focus today is that you would mightily use us, Lord. Not just today, but Lord, I want to be used mightily for your glory on tomorrow. And I want to be mightily used as we enter into 2018. And Lord, I want to still be able to declare that as we come together for 31 days of prayer in 2018, that you have mightily used your people. Lord, I don't want to just go by, let the day go by of just being inadequate and just getting by, of just being par. But Lord, I'm an excellent worker. God, I belong to an excellent and a great God. And you have spoken greater into our lives. And the only way we can fulfill greater in our lives is for you to use us mightily. Stir up the gifts in us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stir up even now, God. And let them be used for your glory. Gifts of music, gifts of worship, gifts of administration, gifts of preaching, God. Whatever our gift is, let it be used mightily for your glory this year. If I've been stagnant in my gifts, Lord, God, stir up in me to get them used, to have them to be used in the upliftment and the upkeeping and the benefit of your people and of the ministries that we are a part of. Thank you for the opportunity to serve. And because of who you are, my hallelujah, it belongs to you. And not just my hallelujah, but all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise. It belongs to you. And so we give it all to you because you're worthy and you deserve it. So bless us this day. Keep us on our prayer this morning. We pray be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.